Oh, just like you said, you could tell a lot of guys are playing with a lot more just enthusiasm and just more focus. You know, I feel like when that heat is not on your back, you just that sixth ref, you're not gonna get as much as you would with that heat. So, like I said, I feel like this this weather is good, and you just got it gives you that edge where you want to push yourself to that limit. Like I got another rep in me to prepare for the game.
Junior, very vocal on the field. Does that kind of stuff fire you up inside? That yelling, maybe the other team yelling at the cameras, all that kind of stuff. Does that kind of stuff get you fired up and mentally?
That's just who I am. I feel like off the field, I'm on the field, you're gonna get the same guy, and I just gotta make sure I'm that guy every day, and just not chasing my teammates, and just make sure guys are fired up even when we're tired. I gotta be that guy and just push everybody else and just encourage, you know, all the young guys, and just keep doing that. I feel like that's my spot on the team.
You outgoing even as a child. You've always been this.
I've always been this way. Really? Never change.
How much do you guys have a mental clock on things that are coming up? Like, obviously, training camp's coming this day. Yeah. The first day you put on pads and someone comes this day.
Yeah, you take it one day at a time, you know? Like, you just basically, you be where you're at, you know? So that's the mindset. So if we got shorts and helmets, like Coach says, you know, he calls it pajamas. His last day wearing pajamas, he also says that just you go as hard as you can with the helmets on. But you know
when the hitting's going to start.
Of course. Yeah, you know that. Guys, it's in the back of your head. But like I said, you got shorts on, you go as hard as you can, and you be careful to take care of the guys. But when the pad's on, you get to let loose a little bit and play, you know, a little more violent, a lot more violent, and just make sure that you're getting good reps. Oh, it's like I said, if you see, look around the league and you see all the teams that have, you know, two or three more dominant pass rushers, those are the teams that just are dominant overall. You look at a team like San Fran or, you know, Baltimore, you know, they have two or three pass rushers that just come in and rotate. And you got Cam coming off the other edge, just helps me out. And we just help each other out.
And Junior, speaking of pass rushers, have you and Cam talked about this as far as respect and nationwide getting that recognition where you and Cam are the only duo that had 12 sacks or more? You think people aren't aware of that? Because that's a great accomplishment when you think about it.
If they're not, then it's better for us. I feel like, you know, just like last year, if we come in a surprise, you know, then it's better for us. We're just going to keep letting loose. But if they don't know now, they will know next year.
You and him have high expectations. Do you guys discuss that?
Of course. I mean, that's how we feed off each other. He say he's going to get one every game. I said, hey, I'm going to get two every game. I mean, it might sound unrealistic, but it pushes me. Say if I don't get, you know, two a game, end up getting one a game, then you're just going to keep pushing each other. That's what I do. I just, you know, set almost unrealistic goals and just, you know, land halfway, and, you know, it's pretty dominant.
Defense as a whole, its goal to be number one in the NFL. What needs to happen this year?
Turnovers, takeaways. We got to take away the ball. I feel like Seattle, that loss, it still haunts us. And we're still mad about beating ourselves about it, because I feel like if we had a turnover or one or two takeaways that game, it would have been a whole different game. But that's the past, and we know that now that we have to take the ball away. We can't just be a dominant defense and get off the field. We have to get the ball back in Drew's hands, number one offense for them to, you know, keep it going.
Junior, 4.5 sacks in 2011. 2012, you had 5. Last year, you had 12. Can we go any higher?
It's more playing time. I feel like, you know, last year, I think I had about 800 reps, you know, so... You know, I just got to keep getting higher. That's the plan. I don't want to get 12 sacks and say I got better, which is realistic. You can say you got better, but I want to get more than that. And as a team, with the additions of Jarius Byrd and, you know, Kenny Vaccaro stepping up to Pro Bowl caliber, and you got Keenan Lewis, who's dominant, very underrated, and Akeem and Cam and all these young guys coming up, then it's very realistic to set, you know, those high goals.
You got a goal, a number?
No, I just got to keep getting better than I did last year.